WILS.
And welcome back to the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Rich Hurl here with you tonight, filling in for the vacationing Michael Cohen. I'll also be here with you tomorrow night from 6 to 7 as well. Let's go back out now to the phone line and talk with Nancy Kane, spokeswoman for AAA Michigan. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine, Rich. How you doing this evening?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on to the program. It is Monday, and that means that AAA Michigan comes out with its weekly survey. And this week, to start the week, rather, good news for drivers.
Exactly. Gas prices from the same time last week, Rich, down almost a dime. On average across the state, I mean, we survey 2,800 Michigan stations, but across the state on average about $3.42, $3.43 a gallon. So that is good news. Gas prices are down almost a dime. Last week they were up almost 11 cents. So the trend, unfortunately, that we are seeing is that prices are kind of bumping around a bit.
Yeah, definitely. And as far as the Lansing area goes in the report, gas prices around here, the lowest in the state, 21 cent drop from a week ago. Why are the prices so low here in the Lansing area, Nancy?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. And sometimes, Rich, it depends on if there's, like, you know, competition. Like in many of the metro areas, like in Metro Detroit and Lansing, where there's more gas stations, sometimes you're going to see a big drop, a variance. In some farther away places, outstate, where there's not as many stations, there might not be as much competition. For example, on average in Marquette today, you're looking at $3.55 a gallon, so a bit more. But, and again, sometimes gas stations, they'll lower their prices a bit in hopes of getting you, the consumer, to come in and buy things in the store, you know, like convenience items, milk, and other things. But that's why we say look around, and if you see a good price, fill up when you see it, because prices do change, and they can change quite, you know, quite a bit in just a short time.
Yeah, I remember several months ago, the Lansing area also had the lowest gas prices. There was a lot of speculation, like you said, about gas stations competing with each other or with the gas price wars. Do you think if that is the case, we'll get to the point where these gas prices are going to have to bump their prices up quite a bit because of a potential loss of money?
Well, they may. You know, the one thing, we've been doing surveys of gas stations for literally decades, and we've always seen price variations. Unlike some things where the price is the same everywhere, gas prices are always different depending on, you know, really what time of day you might go, what blend of gas you're looking. And that's why we say if you can pay cash for your gas, because generally you're not going to pay the credit card rate unless you've got one of the credit cards that gives you a rebate for gas or gives you points for gasoline purchases. But again, don't drive around wasting time looking. But if you happen to see a good price, you know, fill up when you see it.
And as far as, you know, this being the winter season, gas prices, they're typically supposed to go down, aren't they?
They are. And normally in the last, you know, in the last decade or so, prices do come down, especially in January. That's your least driven month of the year. Not many people are driving in January, partly due because of the weather. Colder, and partly because you've come off the year-end holidays and people just don't have all the money that they might have had. But when you start looking at March and going forward, people do start driving more and prices tend to go up as you come into your spring driving season. But right now what we're seeing is that the crude oil price has been going up, and right now on average it's about $101 per barrel on the world market. And you and I, we're competing not only against each other for that gas, but really on the world market. And there's other countries that are starting to use more of that crude oil than did before. Like, for example, China, they use more gas than they did a decade ago. So the price of gas would come up a bit because of that. Here in Michigan, this still, we're not driving as much as we were even last year. And you're seeing that pretty much across the country in the winter months, not much driving. So as you come into spring and there's more demand for that gas, prices tend to come up in the spring. We see that pretty much every year. And also, Rich, there's that little bit of time when you go from the winter blends of gas to the summer blends, and they're far better for the, you know, the environment. But the changeover with the crude oil, there's a couple dollars, you know, it translates into at least a few pennies up per gallon for a short time.
I've heard some predictions over the last few weeks from some organizations. I believe GasBuddy.com was one of them. Some of them predicting that gas will go above $4 a gallon later on this year, probably in the spring. And even get close to that $5 a gallon mark, do you see any of that happening later on in the year, or is it too soon to speculate on that?
Well, it's kind of far out to speculate on what might happen. You know, last spring, actually in May, we saw the highest prices ever in our state, $4.26 a gallon. But that was a very unusual set of circumstances. And so it's really hard to say now that we're going to be paying so much more come May. You don't know. It depends on so many variables, like the refineries, if there's issues. Or if there's problems overseas right now, there's concern in the Middle East, like with Iran and what's happening. So it's really hard to predict to say with any certainty that we're going to pay so much more in the coming months. But typically in springtime, you can plan on paying a little bit more.
Yeah, crude oil in the Middle East seem to be the headlines, if you will, when it comes to gas prices going up. And we've seen that I would say, based on my observations, every other week they they go up quite a bit before they level off. Are we seeing as much concern about some of the activity in the Middle East, you know, as we saw, say, a few weeks ago? Because they were in the news a lot. I'm hearing a little more about crude oil than I am the Middle East. What are we, and you've mentioned some of the examples of what's going on in the Middle East. What should drivers and what should viewers or listeners in general just keep a close eye on? Like what countries should we watch out for over in the Middle East that could impact the prices that we pay for gas?
Well, certainly in any country overseas, and certainly even in our own country, like, for example, there was some weather issue and refineries could be knocked down, like during a hurricane season. You know, we've had some issues in Texas, where the weather knocked out the refineries, or there was a pipeline problem. We've even seen that in Michigan in some previous years. So unfortunately, there's so many things that you could watch out for, but the main driver of what, you know, you and I pay at the pump is the crude oil price. So when that goes up, you can pretty much bet we're going to be paying more at the pump.
Nancy Kane from AAA Michigan. Nancy, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Richard. You drive safe.
All right. Well, we'll do. Thank you very much.